Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, Dustin mentioned the fan ejections. We're going to get to that later this hour. Tommy Pham, Dennis Santana, both getting at it with fans. Four tossed last night at the end of a long day at the ballpark. We don't know what was said. We could assume some alcohol was involved, but we don't know what was said. So we're going to get into it a little later in the hour. We got NFL bold predictions way too early, but 10 bold predictions ahead of this NFL season. We'll get to that at 8:35. John, summer blockbusters. Feels like everything is a sequel or a superhero movie at this point. We are 50 years to the day of when Jaws came out. Jaws was really that big summer blockbuster that, that set the tone. And we'd go on to have other great summer blockbusters, but I feel like we've lost creativity. It's just sequels and superhero movies.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think there is anything wrong with continuing a storyline, improving upon a storyline, and enjoying it when it's released in the summer. Now, I'm not a huge, and this has been well documented, not a huge Tom Cruise fan, but I can't wait to see The Final Reckoning, Mission Impossible. And I know it fits into your, oh, it's so boring because it's just another
one. I didn't say they're
one.
Bad movies. I'm just saying I think we've just stopped trying to come up with new interesting concepts. I mean, John, I'm looking at the highest grossing movies from the summer in recent years. Top Gun Maverick, which Greg really liked, could be a good movie. It is a sequel. It is a continuation of a concept that has already come up. Inside Out 2.
But it might be more
Incredibles 2. The Lion King. Not the original, but we're just going to redux and reskin and do it over again. I mean, that's what, Finding Dory, spinoff of Finding Nemo. It's Jurassic World, which, hey, when Jurassic Park came out, cool, new, interesting idea. We've run out of them. We'll just do Jurassic World now.
Wow.
You don't think there's anything to this at all that we just have stopped trying to be?
I think it actually might be tougher to come up with a good sequel than it is to come up with something original. Because there's a certain level of expectation that you have watching the first one or the second one or whatever iteration it is that, and I haven't seen Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning because it's nearly 3 hours long and I just don't have a 3 hour window. I'm waiting for it to come out streaming and then I will be one of the first to watch it in parts.
I'm looking at like Jaws, 1975, Grease, 1978, Star Wars, 1977.
That's a great one.
Superman, Alien. I mean, we're talking about the starting point. Ghostbusters, Rambo, and then we just stop. Like Top Gun, original Top Gun, and then we just stop doing stuff like that.
All the Rambos were wonderful. I like five, maybe, after one, the best. Lots of blood.
Here's the thing, too, is those movies were so great and so groundbreaking.
Yeah.
That we decided we want to see more of that story.
Let's break more ground.
So your team sequel and superhero movies. This is the preferred.
Well,
this is the preferred
superhero movie, but I do like. I have no issue with sequels, especially when they're good. Like that, the reason you get to make a three is because one was good, two lived up to what it was supposed to be, and you keep riding that horse.
Or do you get to make them because they're cash cows? That they don't even have
Who
to be
cares?
Good. Well, you want good movies. I don't want them to just do it for the sake of making money. Hey, any old idiot will watch Toy Story 11, so we'll just keep making them. Well, I liked Toy Story 1 and 2, and honestly, after 3, they didn't need to do anymore. But the idea that it's a cash cow, just keep doing it because it's easy, because it's printing money, we aren't getting good film then. We're just getting lazy slop at that point.
I think Sporky and Teddy would argue with you that Toy Story 4 was pretty good.
Would they?
Yes, Teddy would definitely argue with you. Now, it's hard to argue with the three-year-old. You'll lose that one. There's absolutely no way to win it.
I'll argue with anybody, but you're right. That's probably not a winning battle.
No. Well, we had a hand raised.
I'm sorry, but we're going into the topic of what happened to the summer blockbuster. And I think an element of this is the fact that television production and budget has come so far that has the summer blockbuster just moved to the small screen?
Maybe. Look, there's a lot of ways we can go with this. Maybe you do not care the direction this is going. Maybe you enjoy the direction this is going. But I wonder what happened to original creative summer blockbusters. We could also ask what makes a great summer blockbuster. Maybe it is simply just name recognition and stars, which is what sequels and superhero movies are all about, right? They're A-list actors. They're familiar faces, stories that you already know. Maybe it's meant to just be kind of easy, right? Summertime, it's easy. Maybe that's the definition of the summer blockbuster, is it just has to be easy to sell on a billboard or a trailer.
I'm just arguing with your premise that it's easy. I don't think coming up with good sequels is easy.
You don't have to make them good, though. People are going to go watch them.
I disagree. I think if it's not good, you may have a big opening weekend, but then it'll fizzle quick if it's not good. If it's good, it'll last throughout the summer. And these sequels have lasted throughout the summer.
Okay, Greg, I'm going to defer to you, Mr. Star Wars guy. How do people feel about the prequels? Specifically, episode 1?
I think a mixed reaction, but less than.
Right, the Star Wars fans don't like the prequels. Specifically, episode 1 is considered to be a bad Star Wars movie. But it made lots of money. Because you can do the credit scroll at the start, and they put the lightsabers on, and you're going to make money. You don't have to come up with something new. We invented it in the 70s, so we'll just keep running it back. I mean, that is the model now, is it not?
Well, you're picking one that wasn't a great sequel or prequel, whatever you want to call
it. But isn't that don't people agree with me on this, right? We all acknowledge that sequels often disappoint. Is that not the whole premise? Like, it's rare when a sequel does live up to the hype of the first one, right? Isn't that the saying all along, is that sequels typically are letdowns?
They can be, but that's the huge challenge. So I don't think if you're just sitting there saying it's easy.
I'm saying it's easy to make money by running back the same idea. I'm not saying it's easy to make a good film that's a sequel, but I'm arguing they've opted out of trying to make quote unquote good films.
Well,
they want to make films that simply make money.
I thought all the Bourne movies were good. I like... the original three Star Wars, and then you could argue about the other six, which ones were good, which ones weren't good. But the Mission Impossible movies, can't believe you're making me stump for Tom Cruise, but they've all been good.
We'll get some
tickets. All the John Wicks have been good. Just leave Doug Karsh out of that conversation.
I know, we can get him going. 248-539-9797. We do have a smattering of ticket text. Their perspective on this. It says F1 comes out this week. It should take sports movies up a notch with groundbreaking cinematography. It was filmed on an actual Grand Prix on actual Grand Prix weekends. The realism should be next level. That's from Eli. I think Brad Pitt's in that too. Like, I am interested in that movie. That does look like a good movie. People have pointed out Oppenheimer and Barbie a couple years ago. That's the outlier though. And that was such a big deal because it was an outlier, because it was, wow, this is something a little different. This isn't superheroes and sequels. According to Martin Scorsese, and I'd have to agree with him, superhero films and comic books are ruining Hollywood. That's Greg in a car. I'm with Cookies on the blockbusters. And honestly, most of what comes out of Hollywood the last 20 years is lazy. There's no creativity to it anymore.
I'm not a probably not my wheelhouse to be talking about great movies that have come out because I'm more of a classic guy. John Wayne's not making any more movies.
They're not doing a sequel or, well,
no, I mean, plenty. With AI, they might make a new one. I'd go see it.
The movie companies don't want to take a chance on a dud. It's why there's no new ideas. All original movies have turned into Netflix series. Ron and Carlton, to Greg's point about the small screen. I feel like you're conveniently leaving out Oppenheimer and Barbie, two major summers not that long ago. Yes. I'm with Costa. For years, movie and music, just lazy remakes of original versions. No one's creative enough to come up with anything new. No wonder AI is taking over the world. Did you guys place a block of cheese next to Costa? I've never heard so much whining by one person in my life. Signed, Chad. And yeah, no creativity. That's the problem. People only go to the theater for crap movies. I mean, maybe this is a self-fulfilling prophecy. I mean, if they're going, I can't make money doing something creative. It's we can make money if we do Superman again. We've waited long enough. We can do another Superman and then do Superman 2.
I don't know. Maybe there'll be a new Fast and Furious come out. They've all been good.
248-539-9797. Says a lot of original films have smaller earnings compared to their sequels. Kevin and St. Clair Shores. Sequels keep familiar characters, easier to make money. Good morning, John and Jim. Dan the therapist here. As a huge Star Wars fan, the sequels of 7, 8, and 9 were horrible, but Disney did it just to make money.
I think there's truth to that, to
sure.
a degree.
Well, but there was also kind of felt like there was a responsibility to finish out the trilogy.
Yeah, to a degree. I mean, a lot. That was a debate for, look, we're getting Star Wars geeky here.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
for years, that was heavily debated that they shouldn't do it because it might ruin it. I mean, to me, of all those, Rogue One was awesome.
But it was a standalone.
Right. I love that they made that to connect the dots.
Yes, but none of the characters were from any of the other Star
right.
Wars movies.
Yes, that was, you know, so I think where Jim's kind of going here is more so, I miss that buzz from these movies. We did have it with Oppenheimer and Barbie, but in general, like, everybody's talking about it. Everybody's like, you gotta see this. Like, I remember, you're too young, Jim, but I remember when Independence Day came out, it was a phenomenon. Like,
right.
people were like, you have got to see this. It just, whether you think the movie's good or not, I mean, as time passes, it gets cheesier to a degree, but, you know, in that moment, in that time, everybody was buzzing about it, and I miss that movie buzz. I think it, like, that's why I picked The Dark Knight in the cookie jar, because it had such a buzz. It had everything. And I don't think there's that much of a connection to Batman Begins, to be honest. Like, I think you can go watch The Dark Knight. You didn't have to see Batman Begins.
But I think on the flip side, too, there is also a, like, companies want to make movies that people want to see. And I think there is a comfort in when a new Bond comes out. You think it's going to be good, or at least it's going to be action-packed. Same thing with Mission Impossible. Same thing with, you know, Transformers. With all of these movies that have come out with sequels, like, there's a comfort level. If I'm going to make that investment, because it's not cheap to go to the movies anymore, that I want to, I'm going to something that maybe I do want to have answers that were left unanswered in that last movie, and I want to know what those answers are now.
But I miss original storytelling. You can go from Shawshank to, you know, the other Christopher Nolan movies, which I find fascinating, like Inception.
Yeah.
And some people don't like that movie. I like
it. I like it a lot, yeah.
I miss that, like Forrest Gump, you know,
right.
that kind of movie where you just write a story. I think Shawshank got
read a
bad.
Book.
Shawshank kind of was getting bad reviews at first.
Initially.
And then it absolutely exploded at the box office because it was a great original story.
Let's get to Tim and Fraser. Tim, what do you think of the summer blockbuster and where it's gone?
Well, I think the problem is that all the small studios get bought out by the big studios, and the big studios ruin everything. If you look at twice in his career, Keanu Reeves was canceled. He goes to a small studio, and he does The Matrix, and he does the John Wick films. Then these companies get bought out, like Marvel, like Pixar, like Lucas. They get bought out by the major companies, and they destroy everything. I have no desire to see – I'm a comic book geek, and I have no desire to see any more of the superhero movies because they've destroyed them.
Gone to the well one too many times.
Not gone to the well too many times. They just changed things too many times. It's now an agenda in everything they do.
I mean, I won't speak to that. I haven't watched all these superhero movies, but I know if you're going to retell the story, you have to do something different. Otherwise, why are you remaking the movie?
Yeah, to like begin there's a new Superman coming out this summer.
Yeah.
I want to go see it.
It's going to have to be a little different. I mean, how many iterations of Spider-Man have they done? You know, it's.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not huge into the whole Spider-Man universe. I mean,
they have done so many, they had to put all the Spider-Mans in the same movie with no way
home. Spider-Verse. Yeah.
I mean, whatever it was.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
We are into the season of summer blockbusters, and we are 50 years since Jaws first made its way onto the big screen.
Mm-hmm. I did see, I'll tell you how you could go see Jaws and make it a little bit more interesting.
Okay, perfect. We'll get to that. Some of your thoughts on summer blockbusters, 97.1.
Hey, in sports, when you're sidelined by an injury, it is sure personal. That same thing goes for life. That's where personal injury attorney David Femininio steps in. And trust me, after an accident, you need an attorney who's going to make it personal. And that someone is David Femininio. He uses the slogan, get David, get paid. It's not just a slogan. It's a promise to take care of you. So if you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell him to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH. Or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
John, I think you have some numbers we can give people. We're talking summer blockbusters. 50 years ago, Jaws was released.
Yeah, and I did see it was somewhere in Florida. They had an outdoor movie where you could actually be floating in the ocean while watching Jaws.
So it's like a drive-in meets Lazy River?
Yeah, but obviously you have no idea what's going on underneath. Yeah. Just to add a little bit of a spice to watching Jaws on the reunion. I pulled up the highest grossing movies of the 2010s. And this goes to your point. Now, a lot of these are good movies, and I have no problem with sequels. So the number one in the 2010s was Avengers Endgame. And I'm not going to say the number, but I'm just going to go down the list. Star Wars Episode 7. Avengers Infinity War, Jurassic World, Lion King Remake, Avengers, Furious 7, Frozen 2, Avengers Age of Ultron, Harry Potter the second part, Black Panther, Star Wars, Jurassic World. You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, they're superheroes and sequels.
Yeah.
Which is what I said. But maybe people like this, and I'm not shaming you if this is what you like.
It feels like it.
I'm simply saying we've seen a shift. Jaws was unique. Jaws was standalone, unique storytelling. Star Wars original trilogy. E.T., Ghostbusters, Lion King, original. Men in Black, Independence Day. We used to have the summer blockbuster used to be unique storytelling. And now we've gotten to the point where it's just easier. And I know you're saying it's not easy to generate this money. They have a built-in audience if they just re-rack and run back Superman again, which is coming out this summer, right? We've seen Toy Story 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't even know what they're at anymore. Inside Out 2 was a mega success at the box office. I'm sure we'll get Inside Out 3. Just reskin a children's movie or a superhero movie, make another Harry Potter movie. That's all you have to do to make money. You don't have to try to make a truly great summer blockbuster anymore.
But here's where I take issue with you. Like, I think it's universally accepted that the best two Avengers movies are Infinity War and Endgame. You want a world where those don't exist? So entertained by those.
I think why those worked so well, and I'm not the comic book guy, they were building up to those, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of needed a part one, part two.
Yeah. I mean, all of them together. Yeah. You know, when you start getting into the Iron Man's a separator.
Yes.
You know, but it's like, that's the thing I'm hearing is that you kind of want a world where that doesn't exist. Like sometimes like Toy Story 3, I think, is kind of thought of as the best.
It was an emotional, you know, heartstring at the end. It kind of felt like that was closure at the end of that movie.
And then
you can make more money if you do four.
Yeah. I like four.
So you're right. Sometimes it's a money grab. I think the Disney 7, 8, and 9 Star Wars were money grabs.
Sure.
The people that were involved didn't have the same focus. But guess what? George Lucas sold that.
Well,
Lucas held on to it forever because of its original value and artwork. And then I think he got older and kind of thought, well, I think I better make my money while I can.
But maybe that's the other thing I'm trying to bring up here is maybe that's just the way things are now. Where summer is supposed to be cotton candy fluff easy, right? It's supposed to be, you know, the story already. Maybe that's just what summer blockbusters are now. It has to be
a
sequel. It has to be, oh, I can see it on a billboard and I know who Superman is. I know who Spider-Man is. I know who Iron Man is. I know who the Avengers are.
Yeah, I mean, so I think some of it, like comedies, I think people are a little scared to go places they used to go. I think they're guarded, you know, because you can get so easily canceled. I mean, there's some of the great comedies from when I was a kid or even before that, but you watch them because you heard about them, would be viewed as politically incorrect now.
What is you bring this up. What is the last great comedy? Like big movie theater style comedy. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. Maybe the ticket textures can fill in the blanks on that. It's a good question because everything, summer blockbusters, I guess, are just like blow up. Explosions, Transformers, shooters, superheroes save the day.
Well, I think when
action movies.
You're coming to comedies. You're talking about movies like Where's the Anchorman?
Right.
You know, of this decade, where's the Step Brothers, which is my favorite comedy made this century. I just think it's outstanding. I mean, I miss that mindless stuff where it's not forced.
Right.
Like they're funny jokes.
Yeah. They're funny jokes. And but when you're talking about some of the remakes, and you just, I think, said the key word, mindless.
Mm.
I'm going to go there and I'm going to be entertained. And for me, like we talked about John Wick 4. How many words does Keanu Reeves actually have in the movie? I don't care.
Right.
How many times does he shoot someone?
Okay,
that's really all I care about.
But the adjective mindless was just used.
Yeah.
Is that not what, Jim, you're fighting against? Is mindlessness of...
I guess my point is there should be room for both.
I don't need to go to a movie to have to think.
I know you want to turn your brain off, and I think there should be movies for that, but I think that's becoming really the entire industry.
If they're good, who cares?
Well, and I think it's not the entire industry. It's Oscar bait is the other side of this, because I think that's the other downside is if you don't make the super turn your brain off, easy button movie, if you want to win an Oscar, you're almost trying too hard for it, right? There's those kind of movies too, which try to be artsy, over the top artsy. Like Independence Day is just a classic summer blockbuster movie. Men in Black is a classic summer blockbuster movie, right? We don't really get those, with the exception, I think Barbie Oppenheimer had a little moment where there was buzz and those were, you know, different spins and something unique, but those are rare. We don't really get that anymore.
No, but it's I think if you're talking about new movies, the ones that are original movies are like stories that are told, like Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Right? That was a real life story.
Yeah. I suppose it's not original in the sense that it like was telling a true
right.
story.
But it was telling the behind the scenes of, yeah. of a story that, you know, I didn't live through that, but a lot of people did.
How about Ticket Texture saying last big summer comedy was Tropic Thunder? Talk about movies. That was like late 2000s. Bridesmaids, last good comedy. Says the problem is pandemic has changed the box office, and
that's part of it.
They're everything not making movies like that anymore.
Yeah, I mean, everything is, a lot of it is streaming now. If you want to have original content, there's plenty of original content on all of the streaming services.
The Hangover series, last great comedies. Hilarious.
Yes.
And again, it turned into a series. I get it. You make one, you're going to make money. You're going to make two, you're going to make three. But we've just, that becomes the model now where we're throwing back to like previous eras of money making. It's not even just one, two, three. It's the prequel, the sequel, the alternate universe. Stay in the money pit. Don't ever leave that thought process and don't actually go out and make something different or unique.
But I mean, so we talk about this in sports all the time. What drives the decisions of
money? I know.
Of ownership or of the universities, why conference expansion? It's all about money. And if I could put out a sequel that I know is going to make money, that's what you do.
I get it. Doesn't mean you have to like it. Sometimes that same argument's made in sports. I get why they're doing it. Yeah. I don't have to like it.
I don't know. Maybe the next great comedy is going to be Happy Gilmore 2.
Another sequel. Brad, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good morning.
Brad, what are you thinking?
Well, I actually agree with you, Cookies. I don't know why you're getting heat for this, but I do think I was listening to an interview recently from Matt Damon. He was talking about Good Will Hunting and Shawshank and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and why these movies just can't be made anymore. And they're just great original movies. And basically, he was saying that, I'm not sure if you know the story about why he was able to make a Good Will Hunting,
no.
But basically him and Ben Affleck were basically homeless and all they had was a script. He was basically saying that kind of stuff would never, ever happen today because only investors are the ones funding movies today because they're so expensive to make now, like so much more expensive. And investors are only going to invest if they know it's a win.
Yeah, you can project out a win if it's a superhero movie. There's some duds, but most of those movies do well. Or if I know, hey, Toy Story 2 was really good, 3 was really good, I got a feeling we can tell our investors
4 is going to be good.
4 is going to get you your money back. Yeah.
Yep, and not just that. He was also talking about how movies make a lot less today unless you're like a one of the top movies because DVD sales are gone now. And he was saying that was kind of the one thing kind of keeping lower-budget movies like working. And now that those are gone, that like you're just never going to see original movies like that anymore. It's awful.
Yeah, Brad, I appreciate you calling in and putting some thought into that. I didn't see that interview you're talking about, but it makes sense. It's just a different landscape. Ticket Texture says, I think the point Costa's trying to make is today's movies lack dialogue and storylines. It's chase scenes and blow-up stuff, no substance.
Marketing to me.
I say, John's going, what's the problem? Ed and Clarkston here on 97.1.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Again, I was thinking the same thing as the last caller. Is it just lack of creativity nowadays, or is it the investors? Because my wife is one of the biggest movie buffs I've ever seen. She can watch a movie over and over and over and over again. My all-time favorite movie was Top Gun, followed up by Top Gun 2, until about 2 weeks after we saw it, we watched the original Star Wars. If you look at the plot of those two movies, they didn't do a whole lot of creativity in Top Gun 2, excuse me, Maverick. And one of her favorite movies of all time is How to Train Your Dragon.
Right.
Now they're coming out with the new one.
Yep.
Instead of being animated, it's CG. And for someone who can watch a movie over and over and over again, knowing the plot, she's like, she refuses to go see it. She goes, they didn't change anything other than animation versus computer generated.
It just looks cooler now, but it's the movie you're already.
But it's the exact same story.
Yeah, that's taking this to another level. Just rebooting the same exact movie.
Yeah, but there are a lot of people that's good for.
Right, they didn't see the first one, or they want
or yeah, you saw the first one, and you want to see the second one just in with different effects. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
End of the hour, we're going to get into the Tigers. Split yesterday, and he had some ejections as well. It's 97-1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The 2-2, swinging a ground ball, bounces it through the hole into right field, the base hit. They're going to wheel Tommy Pham around third. Up with the ball, Kerry Carpenter, throw to the plate. Not in time.
Tigers dropped the second game of yesterday's 2 with the Pirates. Still took the series. John, a lot of baseball to talk about, but also a lot of not baseball to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yep, won another series. Chalk another one up. That's what AJ talked about yesterday. It's a winning series.
But you're aware of the fans that were ejected yesterday, right?
I am.
Yeah.
And we'll preface this conversation with, it has not been reported to our knowledge what either the fan said harassing in the bullpen or behind home plate.
Yeah, two separate incidents we're talking about here. One took place before the hour-long rain delay took place in the bullpen. The other one took place behind home plate near the end of the game. And I know some of you may not have stayed up, but we want to give you both stories and just kind of talk through what took place.
Mm-hmm.
The first involves Dennis Santana, relief pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He is seen on video, and this has gone viral. John Boy and Barstool and others have posted the video. It shows Dennis Santana leaping up and swinging at a fan. After the game, he said, "You guys know me and my temper. I'm a calm person. They crossed the line, and I'd like to leave it at that." He said, "It doesn't justify the actions, but it was too much." I wish he would just tell us what was said.
Yeah.
Because absent of knowing what was said, I would tell him, just shut up. Don't give that fan what he wants. Like, John, I look at it from the perspective of the fan. I win if you acknowledge the heckling.
Right.
As a player, I'm sure you were heckled plenty.
Oh, yeah, a ton. And you just never start the interaction. You don't acknowledge, especially if it's a negative interaction, you don't acknowledge even hearing it. You just keep doing what you're doing. You walk past, you walk to the locker room, you walk out on the field, you do whatever you're doing. We, you know, we would be sitting there going over the pictures at that time. Right now they got video, but you're going over the pictures and you could hear people heckling you. Like, I mean, especially if you jumped off sides or if you gave up a sack, they're heckling you any way that they can to try and get a reaction.
A little rise.
Even if you just grin and they can see it, they know you hear them.
And now they're going to go more.
And now it just ramps things up. So my advice to Santana would be like, don't even have that. Don't even acknowledge that there are fans present.
Let alone swing at someone. And he acknowledged he shouldn't have done that.
Right. Because, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, as I look at the video, there's a security individual standing right next to him.
Right.
And so there is a third party witness of what is being said. And if it crossed whatever line it was that he felt this is too far, then you just let security handle it. And you go back to warming up or you go back to the dugout. You do whatever it is to remove yourself from the situation, but you don't take a swing.
Like, to be clear, there are things the fan could have said that would not be okay.
Right.
I don't know that he did any of those things. It looks like an athlete who lost his cool and swung on a fan, which is never going to be okay. And then after the rain delay, Tommy Pham is pointing behind home plate.
Mm-hmm.
He's like in the on deck area and he's pointing behind home plate and three fans get tossed. We don't know what they said. There was no swinging. Nobody, you know, was fighting through a net. But those fans were escorted out of the ballpark. We don't know what was said there. In terms of what the players talked about after the game, Tommy Pham did not want to talk about it. His quote, and this is from actually Will Birchfield, who was down at the ballpark. He said, "Hell nah," declined to comment. "I got people to see."
Mm-hmm.
Jake Rogers was asked about it because, well, he's right kind of in that real estate.
Yeah.
Quote, "I'll let Tommy describe it if he wants to. It was crazy," he added. "It was kind of out of nowhere. It surprised me. I think it surprised all of us. Dexter, Kelly, the home plate umpire, and O'Neal Cruz, who was the batter at the time. I heard some yelling. I turned around and Tommy was in it with a fan." The question was, were the fans yelling at Pham or just yelling in general? Rogers said, quote, "just in general. I don't know if it was towards him or what, but I think Pham thought it was. Again, I don't know if it was or not, but Tommy felt like something was towards him." Did Jake Rogers think the ejection was warranted? Quote, "they threw him out, so I guess so."
Yeah, I wouldn't expect Jake to throw the home crowd under the bus.
Also didn't want to throw security under the bus either.
Right.
He just kind of wanted to not be a part of this conversation. But when he says just general yelling, I'm sorry, buddy. Like, you're going to get heckled at a ballpark.
Yeah, when you're on the road, it's going to happen. And it happens more in baseball simply because, one, the players are a lot closer and there's more downtime. There's more time where there's not cheering. And, you know, if you're in the on-deck circle and it's the middle of a, you know, 2-0 count, like, the fans aren't going nuts. And so you can hear those. When we were at the home plate club, which was awesome, and you get a chance to be that close to the guys that are in the on-deck circle. You are right behind the catcher, and you do feel like you have the ability to actually speak to them.
There was the guy wearing the Rasheed Wallace jersey who was heckling every single guy who was waiting to hit for the Padres that day.
Cut off sleeves guy.
Yeah, you know the guy. You know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I got no issue with that. Like, I know you guys have given me a hard time for the whole booing children. Like, to me, it's a razzing that takes place at sports.
And even in that interaction, we weren't the ones that were, you know, obviously heckling.
No.
But when there was interaction, because the guys in the on-deck circle, and I think one of them was Manny Machado, and there were a couple of guys where they would smile at something that was said.
Right.
Now, it doesn't invoke anything more than, you know, maybe he keeps saying what he's saying and he's giving them a hard time before they go to the plate. But even that reaction, that smile, acknowledged that he could hear that fan.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden that fan keeps going. Whereas if there's no interaction, as soon as they take the plate, he moves on to the next guy in the on-deck circle to see if he can get a rise out of him.
Tex says, "I don't care what the fan said. Guys make millions. Brush it off."
Well, I normally would agree with that. Unless there is race involved or it's a threat.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that is where But then it's also where you go to and you get security, you get the umpire, you get those that can do something about it and get the fan removed.
Look, there are ballpark rules, and what needs to happen in that spot is if someone's using horrific racist language or making out-and-out threats, there is security at the ballpark.
Yeah.
The security will handle it. You do not go in there and handle it yourself. So I think that's what it comes down to, is if a line was crossed. And again, we don't know what was said because no one will cop to what was said. So absent, like, I don't want to defend the fans too much because it'll come out that they said something horrible and then I look stupid. Mm-hmm. But absent of knowing that there was a threat or some derogatory language, racist language, play ball, buddy. You're a major league ball player. Let security handle it if someone's being unruly. If someone's been sauced up for 19 innings of baseball and they're doing stuff they shouldn't be doing, the ballpark will take care of it. You don't need to be pointing out fans to get them tossed. You don't need to be swinging at fans from the bullpen either.
Well, I have no issue if whatever it was. I think the way that Pham handled it was much better than Santana. Well,
yes.
And so, yeah, if somebody is saying something that is so offensive that they should be removed, then, yeah, you point them out. And then you let security handle it, which is the way it was done. The issue that Santana had was he took a leap and swing.
Can't do it. 248-539-9797. So we got open lines on this. Want to hear from fans about heckling at the ballpark. Where is the line? The ejections that took place after a long day at Comerica Park. It's 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.